I think there's a good possibility that two, maybe three of the photos are of unknown shipwreck sites.
Really? And where are they?
Well, that's the question, is we're not really sure where those pictures were taken, so we have a hard time identifying exactly what they are according to where they are.
Do you plan to check those out in the future?
If I get coordinates that are nearby, yeah, I'd like to go take a peek at them and possibly measure them and take a look at their construction, and that might yield some clues as to what these vessels are.
Why are there so many shipwrecks concentrated in the Sleeping Bear area?
Well, that's a pinch point. It's called the Manitou Passage, and it's the shortest route between Milwaukee, Chicago, and ports to the south to the Straits of Mackinac and the rest of the Great Lakes. So they would funnel through the passage there between the islands and the mainland, and a lot of times with disastrous results.
In the photos, two ships stand out to me, the James McBride and the Rising Sun. Have you explored these wrecks before?
I have. They're both excellent snorkels.
When did they sink, and how did it happen?
The James McBride sank in 1857. It's a very old wreck. It was actually built on April Fool's Day, 1848, in Menominee, Michigan. And mid-October, she left South Manitou Island with a load of lumber and was caught in a storm and thrown up on shore there.
So it didn't have a very long life then?
About 9 years. Actually, that's a pretty solid life for a Great Lakes brig. That was a brig, and later they were schooners. For a sailing vessel back then, that was actually a decent life. They didn't last very long.
What about the Rising Sun?
The Rising Sun is a steamer, a very interesting boat. It wrecked during World War I, 1917. And there's quite a lot to see there still. There's the boiler, and the engine is also there laying on its side, along with the propeller shaft and propeller blade with a couple of blades broken off. It's a really interesting snorkel.
When you look at the wreck of the James McBride from the photos, all you see is a kind of shadow. What's actually left of that ship?
Well, that's the entire keel of the vessel. That's actually, the whole thing is exposed. I haven't seen it this exposed. Now, the bow was very exposed, but it was ripped off by the ice a couple of winters ago and put up on shore. So it used to be a beautiful wreck. Now the bow is gone, so it's very flat. But it looks like the entire keel of the vessel, it probably runs about 120 feet long, and there's probably artifacts left along the centerboard there, you know, that have been hidden under sand for many years.
One thing that stands out when you look at the photos is just how clear Lake Michigan is right now. Is that an illusion, or are the waters actually clearer than normal this time of year?
Absolutely. This is probably the best time of the year for water clarity for a couple different reasons. Number one, the water temperature is the same from top to bottom, so you don't have thermoclines where the water with different visibility can kind of form and create a barrier to see through. Another reason is the algae bloom hasn't started yet, which really reduces visibility. If you were to come back in July and take a look at these wrecks, there's a chance you couldn't even see them from the air.
But it's also a time when the water's so cold that it's probably dangerous to go try to explore these.
Yes, you have to be very careful. When the water is in the 30s, you could be immobilized quickly. You have to have the proper gear, which would be a dry suit. A wetsuit would be pretty tough. The McBride is far enough from shore. It's about a quarter mile from shore, so that would be a boat dive or a boat snorkel. But the Rising Sun is only a little over 100 yards from shore, so that could be a wreck site that could be snorkeled from shore with a dry suit.
Ross Richardson is a shipwreck hunter. He's an author who's discovered wrecks all over the Great Lakes. Thanks for coming on, Ross.
Thank you very much.